Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball four. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bergman. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Bergman steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bergman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Kittle moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Luzinski moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hill reaches second base with a double. Luzinski scores. Law moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Law scores. Hill moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Law reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball towards right. Baines settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Baines. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Doug Baer now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Law is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Agosto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto can't make a play. That's a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Ron Reed now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bergman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Doug Baker. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.